Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on YNMACULADA Rodriguez. Yamokulada Rodriguez is a 42-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1/15/21. Appeared she was pulling a bed and down the stairs. The elevator was broken. But as a result, she believes she injured her lower back. Perchi more specifically states she was in a bag or carrying things in a bag. Perchi did go to urgent care afterwards. Perchi had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Perchi had injections that helped for about 5 days but did not undergo any surgery. Perchi is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. In paragraph, as per the records provided, Ms. Rodriguez was seen on 1/28/21 by Dr. Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E-Y. Period. She related carrying a bag of linen multiple floors because the elevator was out of service and felt lower back pain. Period. She had a history of anemia and hypothyroidism. Period. She also stated she was lifting a lot of heavy linen bags. Period. On one particular lift, she felt sudden low back pain. Period. She was seen at urgent care where x-rays of the lumbar spine were negative. Period. She was prescribed naproxen and Flexeril, which are helping. Period. She denies any particular symptoms, but does get pain radiating down the front and back of her thighs when her back gets bad. Period. Dr. Godfrey diagnosed lumbar strain, noting lumbar x-rays were negative. Period. He placed her on restricted duty and advised her to follow up with a specialist. Period. She began physical therapy on 2/10/21. Period. On 2/11/21, she was seen back at Atlantic Care. And her course of treatment remained the same. Period. On 2/25/21, she reported her pain had gotten a lot worse and the medications were not helping. Period. Her care was then transferred to a specialist. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Rodriguez was seen by Dr. Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, on 3/10/21. Period. He noted she had a low back sprain that was not responding to conservative management. Period. He wanted her to continue with aggressive therapy and placed her on meloxicam. Period. They discussed the potential for her needing an MRI in the future if her symptoms did not improve. Period. At follow-up on 3/18/21, she now had radiculopathy symptoms. Period. She also had another emergency room visit, and Dr. Green referred her for a lumbar MRI. Period. On 5/24/21, on 3/24/21, she had the lumbar MRI to be inserted here. In paragraph, she returned to Dr. Green on 3/30/21. He reviewed the MRI that showed mild degenerative changes, predominantly in the facets, with mild narrowing of the lateral recesses at L4-5, but there were no fractures, spondylolysis, or spondylolisthesis. He referred Ms. Rodriguez to pain management. Period. New paragraph on 5/24/21. She was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser. Period. He later diagnosed spondylolysis on 2/2/23. period. He based this on his 12-122 visit. Perry had seen Dr. Momi, who did not feel surgery was the answer. Perry suggested bilateral L5-S1 for set joint injections as the next step. Period. On physical exam, she did not have any sacroiliac tenderness. Perry was going to focus more on the facet injection, and she would like to proceed with this approach given her persistent symptoms. Paired facet blocks were given at L4-5 and L5-S1 on 6/16/21. Period. She last saw Dr. Green on 7/7/22. Period. He wrote Dr. Pulsar replaced her at maximum medical improvement on 3/3/22. Period. She had injections on 5/6/21, 6/16/21, and 2/17/22. Period. She nevertheless did not have improvement. Period. She denied any interval injuries, gym memberships, or repetitive strenuous activities that would add to her current condition. Period. He recommended a second opinion by a spinal surgeon with regard to further intervention of her lumbar spine. Period. If after that visit the surgeon saw no further treatment options, he would recommend a functional capacity exam. Period. This evidently was not completed. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, spine cervical. Active extension was to 30 degrees and right rotation to 40 degrees, both with tenderness. Paired motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. Paired to change positions fluidly. She was able to squat to 45 degrees, complaining of low back pain and that her left leg was shaking. Paired this was not apparent to this evaluator's eyes. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 70 degrees, complaining of tenderness. Period motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Period. She had an anticipatory tenderness palpation about the lumbar sacral junction and right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. The rest of that part is normal. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 85 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without predictable complaints. Period. This is not clinically meaningful. Period. There were also positive axillotic trunk torsion maneuvers for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. On 1/15/21, Yamakulata Rodriguez was lifting heavy bags of linen and experienced pain in her low back. Period. She initially was seen in urgent care and then followed up at occupational health on 1/28/21. She continued on conservative treatment with physical therapy and medication, but remained symptomatic. She was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Green and had a lumbar MRI on 3/24/21 to be inserted. She did have physical therapy and injections from Dr. Pulsar. However, he later deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. New paragraph and put this in bold. The record review list indicates a progress note from Dr. Momi on 9/1/22, but it is not in the chart. Period. New paragraph, the current examination showed several signs of functional overlay. Period. She was neurologically intact and had negative provocative maneuvers in the lumbar spine. Period. There were signs of symptom magnification in the form of axial loading and trunk torsion maneuvers. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. In the event in question, this petitioner sustained a lumbar strain. Period. It was superimposed upon pre-existing multi-level degenerative disc disease that was not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the subject event. Period. New paragraph, I did find Dr. Momi's progress note on 9/1/22. period. He and her undergo lumbar MRIs demonstrating normal lordosis with no significant disc base collapse without significant motion on flexion or extension. There's a partially lumbarized sacral vertebrae versus a hypoplastic T12 rib. The MRI demonstrated lateral recessed stenosis at L4-5 with facet hypertrophy at L5-S1. Period. On exam, she did not have any myelopathic signs. Period. She rendered impressions of low back pain and lumbar verticulopathy. Period. By then, she had 3 lumbar epidural injections as well as physical therapy. Period. The injections provided her relief for only about 5 days each. Period. Due to facet hypertrophy at L5-S1 and radiculopathy in an S1 greater than L5 distribution, he recommended bilateral L5-S1 facet joint injections. Period. If she fails to experience relief with this, he recommended undergoing bilateral SI injections to see if this provides any relief. Period. She was referred to pain medicine and was to follow up in 4 weeks. Period. And that should be the end.